Welcome to I Hate Talking About Myself, a podcast where your favorite stars from Netflix series and films face their toughest interviewer yet, themselves. We write the questions, then our guests select them out of a fishbowl. It's a classic party game that you two can play by yourself. In this episode, we've got comedian Nick Kroll. You might recognize him as several of the voices on Big Mouth, a show all about Nick's childhood. He's also feeling a little vulnerable about watching an animated version of his adolescence. Want to know how I know? Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Nick Kroll. I do a lot of the characters in Big Mouth, and I just hate talking about myself, especially when it's about the show that I made about myself. So I'm going to pick some of these questions out of a bowl. I have not seen these questions. I don't know why I'm saying it like this, like it's a magic trick, but I'm now going to answer them or not. What's your party trick? My party trick is to have 2.5 drinks and 1 hit off of a joint and be charming and engaging for about 2 hours. Until I think it's time to leave, and then I go home and eat salt and vinegar potato chips and fall asleep with my clothes on. If you could have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? That's something that I think about almost on the daily. I mean, hummus seems pretty versatile. You can eat it, you can dip celery in it, you can put it in your hair for nutrients. You can take a bath of it, you can use it for an enema. You can wear it as shorts. So I would say hummus just because it's so versatile. What's the most adventurous thing you've done? I mean, I've done some weird stuff. I've done a lot of like traveling on my own and gone to weird places and put myself in some weird situations. But in a weird way, to get real sappy and honest for a second, making Big Mouth and being very honest about my life and childhood and trying to be more vulnerable about the stories that I tell and what I share about myself, even if it's through the lens of this like 13-year-old boy going through puberty, I would say is one of the more adventurous things that I've done. And I guess I'm saying adventurous or, you know, risk-taking or vulnerable making. I would say that sort of opening up in making Big Mouth has been that for me, which is a bullshit answer to help promote the show that I'm doing a podcast about, but it's also true.
Can I just give you a hug? No?
Oh, okay.
Damn, y'all are in middle school and you having this big-ass conversation? I loves you guys.
Besides that, I mean, I bungee jumped with the devil one time. I don't know if that would be considered adventure, okay? Which characters have you played that you most want to brunch with? What would you talk about? Well, the Rich Dicks back on the Kroll Show days created a restaurant called Dunch, which was a restaurant that specifically was for when they wanted to have brunch, which was between dinner and lunch. Because by the time those two drug addicts had motivated for brunch, brunch was over. So I'd say Aspen Bruckenheimer and Wendy Shawn. Shout out to John Daly. What piece of pop culture shaped you the most? You know, Saturday Night Live was a big deal. I've said this before, but I would watch Wayne's World like every day after school with Andrew Goldberg. And I just got to interview and be on stage with Dana Carvey for like 45 minutes and prompt him to do characters and talk to him. And that was like kind of a dream come true, full circle. Just the funniest. So that was a big deal for me, and really Mel Brooks movies were a huge deal for me. The Producers, Blazing Saddles, History of the World Part 1, Young Frankenstein, all huge for me, as well as the 2,000-Year-Old Man, which he did with Carl Reiner, was huge, huge for me. Also, Norman Lear's shows were big, you know, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, a lot of shows like that. I watched on repeat. You know, when I was a kid, we had like a TV that had knobs, and my mom would try to take the knobs off to make sure that we wouldn't watch too much TV, and then I'd just go find the black and white TV and take the knobs off that and put it on the other TV. If my mom only knew how passionate I was about making television, she might have let me watch another episode of It's a Living. Nicole Byer added this question to the bowl. Would you date Nicole Byer? I would date Nicole Byer. I mean, I'm in a relationship, so I wouldn't right now, but I think Nicole Byer is hilarious. I also like that she's cross-promoting her podcast, Would You Date Nicole Byer? So you got to give it to her across the board. I like, she's hilarious, she's beautiful, she's doing cross-promotion on all Netflix platforms, which I'm impressed by. But she's so funny. If you haven't watched or listened to Nicole Byer, check her out. She's the host of Nailed It, which is an amazing cooking show.
Welcome to Nailed It!
Natasha Leone asks, Dracula or Frankenstein, please do choose. Natasha, I mean, how can I choose between Dracula and Frankenstein when I would say that you and your style is the cross-section between Dracula and Frankenstein, but also the Bride of Frankenstein, and also, let's just be honest, Madeline Kahn. Natasha, you are our Madeline Kahn, and for that, I say thank you.
Thank you. It's my bad attitude that keeps me young.
What's the most random fact or weirdest piece of history you know? For some reason, I can never forget the fact that Lili Ukulani was the queen of the Hawaiian Islands and that Dole came as an emissary from the U.S. and incited a revolution so that the U.S. could annex Hawaii and take it over, and then Dole was given basic dominion over it to create Dole as we know it now of bananas and pineapples. For some reason, that fact will not leave my head. Anyway, watch Big Mouth, now streaming around the world.
Nick Kroll, everybody. Guess he got a lot more from his history classes than Big Mouth lets on. If you want to hear other Netflix stars question themselves, then you gotta subscribe, baby. That way, you won't miss a single episode. Or you could just go back and listen to our first two seasons. Your choice. That's it for this week. I Hate Talking About Myself is produced by Pineapple Street Studios and Netflix. Our music is by Hansdale Sue. I'm Catherine Cohen, and my middle school experience was completely normal. I never did a single thing that was embarrassing, and that's the whole story, and I'm sticking to it.